I remember being in New York City and doing an interview not too long ago, and it was a radio station that had just changed formats. And they had gone from talk radio, which I had done many interviews at this station over the years, to gospel music. And so everybody that was on the staff at this radio station, some 30 people, were all told the day that I was coming there to do an interview that they had all been let go. And everybody was walking around, and they were all depressed, and they were all upset. And every time someone would come up to me and say, "Oh, Wayne, isn't this awful? I've been here for 22 years, and I just lost my job." And I would say, "Congratulations." And they'd look and say, what's the matter with you? How could you believe in congratulations? I just lost my job. And I said, "Yes, but within a certain amount of time, probably within a year, you'll be in a place that is much better than where you are now." And it was almost like God was trying to tell you something, but you wouldn't listen. It's time to change. It's time to walk down another street. What is your dream? And you sit down with each one of these people and you ask them, what would you really like to be doing? Rather than working here, this particular way. And most of them said, "I'd like to have my own business, or I would like to do some writing over here. I've always had some ideas about writing." One guy said that he wanted to just do an opera. He'd always wanted, and he's been working on an opera like Mr. Holland, remember, in Mr. Holland's Opus. But he could never get himself the courage to do it because he was always going into the radio station every day in New York. And then I saw him about a year and a half after that, and he was getting his opera published, which he couldn't have done if... It's like this intelligence that we think is conspiring against us is something that we have to understand works with us. But you have to have infinite patience and trust. And when you have, and the reason it says infinite patience produces immediate results, the reason it says this is because the immediate result of your infinite patience is peace. You retreat in peace, and you let the universe handle the details. And after all, that's what it's about, living your life at peace.